just gonna run to the store and get a few things. I'll pick you up when you're done.
Okay. I like it a little better when you stay, but all right.
Hey, Sheldon.
Hello. I'm here for my haircut with Mr. D'Onofrio.
I'm sorry. Uncle Tony's in the hospital. He's pretty sick.
Oh, dear. Mr. D'Onofrio's in the hospital. Why do these things always happen to me?
I could cut it for you.
You're not Mr. D'Onofrio. I get my haircut by Mr. D'Onofrio. Do you believe this guy?
Excuse us for a second. Sheldon, it's okay. He can do it. He's a barber.
He's not a barber. He's the nephew. He's an example of the kind of nepotism that runs rampant in the barbering industry. And besides, Mr. D'Onofrio knows exactly how I like my hair done because he has all my haircut records from my barber in Texas.
What are you talking about?
When I first moved here, I was nervous about finding a new barber, so my mother had all my haircut records sent here to Mr. D'Onofrio.
There's no such thing as haircut records.
Yes, there are.
Have you ever seen them?
No, but my mother assured me they were sent here, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts that this one doesn't have them. Excuse me. Do you have access to my haircut records?
You what?
To paraphrase T.S. Eliot, this is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a nephew.
Sheldon, you're a grown man. He's a professional, and your haircut is number 3 on that poster from 1946. Just sit down and let him do it.
Fine. But if I come out of this looking like a dork, it's on you.
So my kid said the funniest thing today.
Nope.
When you tell this story later, the word we usually use is quirky.
State that nearly 14 million years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey!
Can you pass the Parmesan cheese?
Sure. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get the hair out of my eyes.
Sheldon, you are one day late for your haircut.
Thank you for captioning my nightmare.
Looky here. I got my travel orders.
Payload specialist Howard Wolowitz is requested to report to the NASA Johnson Space Center, Houston, Texas, for astronaut training Monday, 8 a.m.
Yeah, but it's from NASA, so it's 0800.
But it says 8 a.m.
You read it as 0800.
Doesn't have an O in front of it.
You know, it does have an O in front of it. Oh, my God, I'm an astronaut and you're dying of jealousy.
So what kind of things are the way you stop that?
I can't help it. I feel like a teen heartthrob.
You know, Sheldon, I used to cut my brother's hair. I could do it for you.
Penny. I know you mean well, offering the skills of the hill folk, but here in town, we don't churn our own butter, we don't make dresses out of gunny sacks, and we sure as shootin' don't get our hair cut by a bottle.
Sheldon, wand. Be nice.
I'm sorry, it's the bad boy attitude that comes with this hair.
You could go to my guy. He's at Juan Juan in Beverly Hills. They bring you a cup of tea, they'll massage your scalp. It's about $200, but sometimes you look in the next chair and you see a superstar like Tony Danza.
Okay, a quick question here. Have we actually changed the conversation from I'm going to astronaut training to Sheldon can't get a haircut?
Now who's dying of jealousy? Oh, it's you.
I'm a cowboy. On a steel horse I ride, I'm wanted. I'm wanted. Wanted, dead or alive.
Sheldon, you're ruining girlfriend-boyfriend sing-along night.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for a barber, and I'm running out of time. My hair is growing at the rate of 4.6 yachtmeters per femtosecond. If you're quiet, you can hear it.
What about supercuts?
I tried once. They do men's and women's hair in the same room at the same time. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah with moose.
Well, this isn't a crisis. Why don't you just let your hair grow out a little?
Why don't I let my hair grow out? Why don't I start wearing Birkenstocks and seeking validation of my opinions by asking, can you dig it?
I don't know. I think you might look sexy with long hair. Maybe the kind that flows down to your shoulders and blows back while riding on a horse. Bare back and bare chested. I'm gonna go brush my teeth. It might take a while.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
I miss you.
I miss you too. So tell me all about your first day.
Oh, wow. Where do I even start? I got to experience zero gravity.
Cool. How do they do that?
Well, it's pretty neat. You get in this plane that goes almost straight up for like 20 seconds and then straight back down like it's going to crash. And they do it over and over again, you know, no matter how many times you throw up.
You threw up?
Yeah. And the craziest part is, because there's no gravity, the throw-up kind of floats there. In a little ball. And if your mouth is open, because you're screaming, sometimes it just floats right back in. Boy, does everyone laugh at you when that happens.
That sounds mean.
No. Yeah, I would have laughed too, but I didn't want the vomit to come back out. Anyway. Oh, could you do me a favor and overnight me some more underwear?
Sure, why?
I got a look at the centrifuge they're gonna spin me around in tomorrow, and I have a hunch I packed a little light.
Mr. D'Onofrio, it's me, Sheldon. Yeah, they didn't have anything barber-themed in the gift shop, so I got you this. I don't know if you can read his little T-shirt. It says, get well very soon. Yeah, trust me, if you were even a little conscious right now, you'd be laughing. Anyway. There's new studies that show people in comas are aware of everything going on around them. With that in mind, if you can hear me, move away from the light and toward the sound of these scissors.
Can I help you?
Yes. Do you have something I could use as a cape?
Oh, dear. Did we spit out our pills, slip out of the ninth floor, and go on a little adventure?
Oh, no. No, I'm just here to get my hair cut.
I see. Just wait here. One moment. Security!
I gotta run. But not with scissors. That would be unsafe.
So, if I move my horsey here... Isn't that checkmate and I win? Well, is it or isn't it?
You know, I think this is a good stopping point. It's your first real game. I threw a lot of information at you.
No, your king is trapped. He can't go here because of my lighthouse. And... can't go here because of my pointy head guy.
Like I said, complicated game.
So did I win or not?
Did you have fun? Because if you had fun, then you are a winner. You know, that's what chess is all about.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, hey, sorry, Sheldon, I'll move.
Why? My spot, your spot, what difference does it make?
Okay, what just happened?
I don't know.
between you playing chess like Bobby Fischer and Sheldon being okay with you in his spot, I'm guessing someone went back in time, stepped on a bug, and changed the course of human events.
Sweetie, are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. It's been 6 days since I was supposed to get a haircut, and nothing horrible has happened.
Okay, I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Leonard, explain it to her.
He's crazy.
I have spent my whole life trying to bring order to the universe by carefully planning every moment of every day. But all my efforts, well, our dinner schedule, my pajama rotation, my bowel movement spreadsheet, it's clear now. I've been wasting my time.